Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jason Block here from Spectrum One and the NAWC. And we just finished our episode on Friday, but I had to bring in the host and executive producer of the show, Nikki Heyman. Welcome. Sorry on this occasion.
No. I had short notice. You know you can grab me anytime.
Right. Because we got the news that was expected for a while, but does not make it any more impactful. Tell us what happened.
Well, it was recently reported. It started with a tweet from Jim Ross news had come out that Bobby the Brain Heenan, one of the greatest commentators, managers, and ever so briefly before they realized how good he was on the mic, wrestlers, passed away today. And it took, it made the rounds and was finally confirmed, and it is posted on WWE.com that, yes, the world is now a little dumber that Bobby the Brain Heenan is no longer with us.
Go ahead. You first.
Actually, I was going to ask you a question. He was pushing 90, wasn't he?
No, he was only 72.
Ooh. The perfect example of it's not the years, it's the mileage.
Yeah, but remember, he has been battling health issues for the last 15 years. He had throat cancer, and he had most of his jaw removed. If you saw the pictures of him over the last maybe 5 years or so, he was not looking good at all.
No. So, whether good or bad, I'm just glad he got this far. And it guts me that I never had the opportunity to shake this man's hand. I wanted to meet this man so badly.
You know, when you think of a list of all-time managers, I mean, to the point where Jim Cornette called Bobby Heenan the greatest manager of all time, Heenan is one of those people on a very, very, very short list. Going far back as the prototype of heel managers, which is the Grand Wizard for him. Then you put in Bobby Heenan. Then you put in Jim Cornette. And then you put in probably, Paul Heyman. And that's about it. Does that make...
That's your Rushmore right now. That is your Rushmore of heel managers. And Bobby, Bobby couldn't be held back by, he made any commentary team work. He could drive Monsoon up the wall. I watched an old match the other night, and I got to listen to him drive Schiavone up the wall. And this was back when Schiavone gave a shit.
Yeah, there you go. But you're right. Heenan was the perfect foil to the straight man. Okay? Here's the amazing thing about Heenan. He was the prototype for the heel commentator, and he was the prototype for the heel manager. Corey Graves tweeted, "Without him, there is no me." Okay? I will read some of the tweets that were out there. It's been accumulated by PWI. Lance Storm wrote, "Bobby Heenan, probably the greatest all-around wrestling performer ever." Vince McMahon, "One of the greatest managers and announcers in WWE history. Our thoughts with the Heenan family." "The news of Bobby the Brain Heenan passes gutted me then today. I loved our time together. No one ever did it better than the Weeze." Now, Weasel, okay? Now, the Weasel. How many times did he get put in a Weasel costume by the Ultimate Warrior back in the late 80s? During the road show circuit.
Well, I know he did. I know it was at least once on air, but no, it was a couple times on air.
Mm-hmm. Ric Flair tweets, Bobby Heenan, the greatest manager, one of the greatest announcers, one of the best ring-in performers in the history of the business. Taz writes, sad to hear we lost an awesome one today. Unfortunately, the great Bobby Heenan, a legit icon from our world of pro wrestling. Tommy Dreamer, Bobby Heenan was great at all that he did. Try this, manager, wrestler, announcer, host, the brain weasel.
It's true.
Michael P.S. Hayes, hearing of the passing of Bobby Heenan certainly brings sadness, but being blessed to witness his genius firsthand also brings a smile, R.I.P. And it goes on and on and on and on. Everybody in the business was affected by him.
Yeah. And we're, you know, I'm sitting here reading through the R.I.P. thread from the Freaking Awesome Network. And everybody, you know, of course, is everybody, of course, is not only, you know, upset about his passing, they are quoting, you know, some of their favorite lines, and they're also making jokes about, you know, when Bobby gets to the pearly gates. I'm no different.
What's your scenario? How do you play it out?
Let me try Heenan, because if I couldn't be a Heyman, I would love to be a Heenan. Who wouldn't? Look, I don't want a eulogy or a tribute. There's people who've been trying to get rid of me for years. So now that I'm gone, I don't have to deal with Hulk Hogan for eternity and give Monsoon all the bananas he can eat. And because of all the dirty, underhanded things Hulk Hogan has done, St. Peter's going to tell him to go downstairs because I warned him. Just, you know,
I was about to say, one of the other things that a lot of people don't get about Heenan, he had, in my opinion, the greatest comedic timing in the history of announcers. How many different shows did he have in the 80s?
He had several, and, you know, he's still quoted from that show. How long have you been married, sir? 25 years. You realize if you killed her on your wedding night, you'd be out by now.
Yeah. Yes.
I've actually said that to a couple of people. Just the insanity of Bobby's show and the energy that he would put into his managing. And he touched on something that I have touched on. I found a promo, an interview he did with Ring of Honor before he'd lost his jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Where they asked him a little bit about promos, and he says, if you don't believe it, nobody's going to believe it.
Oh, yes. And he sold everything. Okay.
Yeah.
He
went in there and he believed it. He didn't need notes. He didn't need a script. In fact, he would have a hard time today because he would be like, don't give me a script. You know, it's not going to sound like me. You know, don't give me, give me bullet points. You know, let me do the rest. I need to let it come all off the top of my head. And trust me, there was a lot going on up there.
A very smart guy. And again, here is the amazing thing. He had so many different calls, but one of my favorite calls was the 92 Royal Rumble match.
Which, to any and every fan who has that kind of respect for Bobby, if you have the network, finish listening to this podcast, then go watch it.
That is the definitive late 80s, early 90s Bobby Heenan, where he was, you know, upset that Ric Flair started at, what was it, number one?
Or
was
number
it
number three.
Number three. He goes, how many times did he say, it's not fair to Flair? It's right?
Yeah, and then when Flair wins, it's just the absolute euphoria. You know, he did this yes, yes, yes moment was never replicated until Daniel Bryan.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
Almost 20 years later.
and what's and again, here's the amazing thing. Not only did he succeed here in the well, here in the WWE, he succeeded at WCW too. He was, it wasn't as memorable per se, but he was there after the WWE unceremoniously kicked him out.
Right.
But, and he was even in TNA for a cup of coffee in a couple of episodes.
Right, and then he realized what was going on. He's a smart man. He left.
But,
Well, I know he put up with a lot of shit in WCW, and I enjoyed when I was watching WCW, I did enjoy him with TNA.
right.
But yes, his golden commentary stuff is with Monsoon and with, and in the early 90s with Schiavone.
And also the vignettes in the 80s with Gene Okerlund and Lord Alfred Hayes and all those things that he filmed.
Yeah, it's just, give him 3 minutes and a microphone and, he will sell you on anything and everything. The intensity, the fact that he was intense, the fact that a lot of times he was right,
Yes.
and you didn't want to agree with
You
him. That's a hell of a heel.
hated his ass. You hated his ass so much. Okay.
You hated him because most of the time he was right, and B, when he was wrong, he was so spectacularly over the top wrong, it was funny.
Right. So try this. These are some of the people who he managed from 84 to 93. Okay. Big John Studd, Ken Patera, Playboy Buddy Rose, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, King Bunk Kong Bundy, Afa, High Chief Sifi Afi, the Brainbusters, some guy named Ravishing Rick Rude you might know,
Maybe.
Holly Race, the Islanders, Hercules, the Barbarian, Mr. Perfect, the Red Rooster, the Brooklyn Brawler, and Asmos and at his peak, Andre the Giant,
Yes.
where he was, for right or wrong, part of one of the most historical matches in WWE history. Hogan, Andre the Giant at the Pontiac Silverdome at WrestleMania 3.
And it's sad that that's almost a trivia question.
Which is.
Who else was there at that historic moment? Because you see that the actual just the footage of Hogan slamming Andre. Where's Bobby? Bobby should be up on the should be, up on the ring apron going, "No."
Yes.
And now we know the real reason why he hated Hogan so much. Anyway,
No, Hogan actually gave him a very nice compliment in his tweet.
Okay.
He said, and I will pull this up. Good Lord, so many people wrote about him. Work with Bobby Heenan from 1980 until my career ended. Learn new things from him every single day. Love you, my brother. RIP HH.
Good on you, man.
Oh, interesting. Diamond Dallas Page wrote, I just heard that JR's barbecue, JR tweet the only one Bobby Heenan passed. Bobby named the Diamond Cutter. Wow. I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
Bubba Ray Dudley, today we lost one of our legends. I'm just happy the last words I said to him were, I love you, Bobby. Rip Rogers, Bobby Heenan was the measuring stick for pro wrestling managers. Good Lord. Christopher Daniels. Rest in peace, Bobby Heenan is such an important thread in the fabric that is the professional wrestling of my youth. Good Lord. Stephanie McMahon. I don't look at myself as a hero or a smart person. I have a seventh grade education, but I've had a lot of fun. Really? If he had a seventh grade education, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to make this joke. If he was that good with a seventh grade education, that says a lot about the American education system. But that's for a different show.
But, wow, he was insanely good at what he did.
Yes, I mean, what,
He did nothing wrong. He was good at, like, how, we joke around and say, oh, Cena's a good wrestler. I mean, an okay wrestler, a great talker, right? I'm just saying, right? Reigns, is an okay wrestler, not so great talker, right? Bobby Heenan was spectacularly good at about seven different things, which is insane in this day and age. It's like Heenan was a guy who you couldn't wait to hear what he said. Because some of it would piss you off so badly. It would piss you off, and then another one was like would l make you cry with laughter.
Oh yeah.
Like
If I
when he would call the Tito Santana move the flying burrito.
or something as simple as completely losing his mind laughing when he was told that Hacksaw Jim Duggan had a college education. The fact that Hacksaw went to college. Then Bobby, in a very rare move, spent the rest of the match laughing his ass off and didn't commentate. It's hard to keep yourself laughing for 5 minutes straight.
Now I gotta ask, since you've been this. Every wrestler, every announcer, every manager owes a huge debt of gratitude to him.
Yes.
Major, major. With,
And he's somebody who knew one of the things that heel managers, Uncle Paul does this, but a lot of heel wrestlers need to remember. You have to be able to insult but put over your opponent at the same time.
Can you, yeah, because I was going to ask what Heenan got so right all the time.
And that was the fact that, yes, he would make fun of your, he'd make fun of your favorite, but he wouldn't go for the low-hanging fruit.
Can you give me an example or try?
I'll try. Because he explained, I saw this in the Ring of Honor promo. Where he essentially says, when you are up against an opponent, when you've got a specific opponent, you can still say without irony that this guy's a good wrestler, or this guy's a good talker, or this guy's a good strategist. But that isn't going to stop me from beating him. You don't go after the cheap stuff. John Cena, take notes. If Bobby was managing somebody that was going to fight Roman Reigns, Bobby wouldn't bring up the wellness violation. Bobby wouldn't bring up the crowd reactions. Bobby would make Samoan jokes. Bobby would, make comments that, this is a man that is going to This is a man that's going to take you apart. And just remember, I'm the brains of this outfit. You hit him in the head, and all you're going to do is make it matter. And he's going to take you apart even harder. Like that.
Some of the quotes in the article that Mike Johnson wrote about his career, for example, I'm a legend in this sport. If you don't believe me, ask me.
Exactly. One of my favorite, one of my favorite questions back to something he says, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes?
Right.
Some of the stuff he says is just at times is too clever. Let me think of, I'm looking for other quotes. The fact that he is the only one, and this is probably where Corey Graves is coming from. Heenan never liked Hogan.
From a mark perspective.
From a kayfabe perspective, he never liked Hogan. So
Right.
when Hogan came out of Bash at the Beach 96 and Heenan yells, "But whose side is he on?" Nobody paid it any mind. They thought it was just Heenan being Heenan. And then he was proven right. There, I'm trying to find, I'm, looking through the, like I said, I'm still looking through the thread because people have quoted a few things.
I have something. I want to read you this. Try this on for size. Okay? This is how tight Heenan and Monsoon were. Okay? They were best friends. When Heenan gave notice to go to WCW in 1984, okay? A move he made because the company offered him medical insurance and his neck issues were the point where he required surgery. That's why he went. It was booked that Monsoon, finally fed up after years of Heenan's antics and insult, was the one to attack Heenan, drag him kicking and screaming from the announcing position, and throw him out of the company, literally. He threw him out the back door of the Westchester County Center in a tremendous scene where Heenan legitimately began crying as the contents of his bag were spilled out before he collected his belongings, including, of all things, a roll of toilet paper, took one last look around, and stomped off. They created that scene. They wrote it. They wrote it together. And after that, they were crying at the next hotel for an hour. Okay? It was the last two they ever did on camera. Okay? Heenan's love of Monsoon was so deep during the height of the Monday Night Wars when Monsoon passed away. Heenan still spoke lovingly of him during Nitro and would pay tribute to him again in Heenan's Hall of Fame in 04.
Yes. Where essentially he almost broke down and he says, I wish Monsoon was here.
Yes. And
But
then he said, "Thank you. We get paid for this, right?"
seriously, well, the fact that he started his thing with, if everybody would like to take a look under their, under their chairs, there are tickets, there's some front row tickets for WrestleMania available. And after you're done with that, please take out your phones and check your calendar. Damn you, Bobby, I looked.
Bobby was that time. Exactly. Oh, God. But go on.
I was hoping he'd be around a little bit longer just for, by the time the Iron Sheik gets to the ring, it'll be WrestleMania 38.
Yes,
I just
exactly.
wanted him to live long enough so that we could do that joke.
Right.
And if Sheik's still alive at WrestleMania 38, I want them to do that joke. I don't care how.
Excuse me, but what I'm saying is that Heenan was a guy, as you said, that everybody tries to imitate and no one could succeed. Why? Because Heenan was one of a kind. The guy who was close, I don't know who the guy who closest to it, but Layfield tries to, but he's. In the words of John Cena, he's a corporate carbon copy bootlick of him.
He
Bootleg.
is. He's a bootleg. He's JBL, and JBL had the problem. Bobby never repeated himself. He didn't have to. He'd
Oh,
have the
he did,
material ready.
or he did to a degree, to a point.
Yes. JBL would get his needle would get stuck. Corey Graves has taken something from Heenan, and maybe it was something that Ventura took from Heenan. If there's somebody you hate him whether he's face or heel. It doesn't matter. Because I don't think did Bobby's commentary about Hogan didn't change even when he became Hollywood. It was more like, I was right. I told you he was scum. I told you he was trouble. See, here we go. Here we go. Just somebody put in here. Good news. Just something for the pearly gates. Good news, Brain, Hot Rod, the Big Boss Man, and one of the Rosati sisters are here to see you too. Oh, they're here? This place is easier to get into than Tunney's pockets. Will you stop?
Yes, exactly. Holy cow.
Somebody give him.
The Rossetti sisters?
Yeah.
Who were the Rossetti sisters? Like, what was that reference usually?
I'm gonna look that one up.
Okay, but go ahead.
Here you go, Rossetti Sisters WWF. Oh, okay. This was part of Primetime Wrestling.
Okay.
At the prime, or for his or for the Bobby Heenan show, it looks like. Piper's final episode was Christmas 1989, where he attacked. Oops. Yeah, when he attacked Heenan for dressing like Santa and bad-mouthing Christmas season and insulting kids. The Rossetti sisters were a group of overweight sisters who were fans of the WWF, who were frequent co-hosts for in 89 and 90, also serving as assistants on Heenan's show.
Okay. Yeah. But again, Heenan, again, you cannot underestimate or even overestimate the influence that he had that they had on this sh on wrestling, on managing, on everything. I mean, I'm trying to, put it in some sort of neat basket, and you can't. I don't think you can.
No. Bobby is a one of a kind, once in a lifetime kind of guy who knew how to make, who knew how to make Coq au vin out of chicken shit.
Oh, Coq au vin. Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't chicken salad. This was Coq au vin.
Yes, he
And
could do.
he to which he would say, "Coq what? I don't swing that way."
Yes, and the reason why he had a seventh grade education because he was helping out his grandmother and mother. Okay, and he was, he actually just basically carried ring jackets and helped set up the ring. He worked his way up back in the day. And then he went into the AWA, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And it's as I said, we knew it was coming because he's been sick for 15 years. That being said, you can, I mean, look at, it does, yeah, as I said, it doesn't make it any easier. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm just rambling here, but just wow. Just wow.
And it's, to like I said, anybody who wants to be a manager in this day and age should seriously go look up a bunch of Bobby's material, especially his NWA early WCW stuff. and of course his WWF stuff, you know, with the Heenan family. Because he was a guy who, did the talking for a lot of guys who couldn't. And when he had a guy who could talk, then it was just more fun. So imagine Bobby, if Bobby in his prime could manage some guys today.
Ooh, he would be a great mouthpiece for Roman Reigns.
Exactly, because this way he could, he could be, he could go out there and sell Roman Reigns for the monster that he's supposed to be, and then Roman just goes out there and wrecks shit.
Exactly.
And if Bobby chose to upgrade, he could turn on Roman and go manage Braun, who can talk.
Yes.
Now think of the bonus with that.
Now, I am guessing right now, WWE, I'm guessing WWE had a package together for a while.
They've probably had a good chunk of stuff together already because, I mean, he's been in such a bad way for so long and he just didn't want to go. He was worried on which way the elevator was going to go when he got there.
Depending on who the operator is, if it's Monsoon, we don't know.
Monsoon would say going down, but he'd still press the up button.
Yeah,
But yeah, it, and Bobby's somebody who would still be, throwing insults on his way up. That's
and I will bet you there is going to be some sort of package. I will bet you there will be a few Heenan lines spoken tomorrow by some wrestlers. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Humor me, WWE. Tomorrow night turns Cena.
For the night?
Forever, or I don't know. I just for somebody, so somebody can shout, but whose side is he
Be
on?
on. Yeah,
But yeah, I mean, and there's going to be a package. There's going to be all kinds of tributes. Somebody's going to get a sparkly suit jacket.
we're going to see some wrist tape with
And
Heenan on it.
yes.
And again, it's just one of those things where Heenan has influenced the business was has influenced the business for 50 years and continues to do so.
Yes. Because there's now that with the network in place, there's another generation that has easy access to some of the best, craziest, just what the hell did I just hear commentary? That
But
you that
yeah.
you just but you like, wow, that's funny. Some of it, holy crap, that's true. Or wow, I've been there. Or okay, that's dumb. Cut it out, brain. Or as everybody else should say, will you stop?
Now, do you know who I think would be, and my dad had the great idea, the guy to do the tribute for him should be Paul Heyman.
Yes.
Has to be. That's how I would open the show, actually. The way I would open the show is you have the roster out there, and Paul Heyman is in the ring. And that's how you do it. That's how you do it. No?
I don't know. I know they're gonna do the little bump thing at the beginning. I think that if they can get all of the current commentators for Raw, SmackDown, NXT 205 should all be at this show for 10 bell. there has to be, a banana has to show up somewhere. And, I looked up, I found somebody posted a picture of this beautiful bit of artwork of the Heenan family. And if it's not Paul Heyman, I know who I want. Arn. Because the picture on here, it makes me sad that of all the wonderful, all the greats that he's managed, the only ones that see, that are alive on this in this picture, I think, are Haku, Arn. Tully's still around, right?
I think. Well, didn't he have brain cancer too? I think. No, he's around. He's
Okay.
63.
The only people that are alive on this picture are Haku, Arn, Tully, and the Brooklyn Brawler. No, I lie. King Kong Bundy's still with us.
Yes, he is. King Kong, but yes. But I'm but I but again, he made a bunch of people. Heenan. He made everybody. Mostly. Except for the Red Rooster, but
Everybody has that one guy.
Ryback.
I was gonna no, actually, I was gonna go a step further with Uncle Paul and say Heidenreich.
Okay.
Because Ryback did okay on his own. He screwed it up himself, but that's a
That's
thing.
another, yeah.
That's a whole nother story. And Bobby, damn you probably picked your time. Somebody pointed out today is the day, as we record on September 17th, 31 years ago, Bobby and Gorilla were first paired on primetime.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So, when I get to that point in my life, if I can choose a day to pass, I hope I can choose. Or at least set it for a good day to go.
I think Gorilla and Bobby are writing the next script for Monday night.
They are, and I think I would rather listen to them.
Yeah. I know. I mean, again, you could talk about, Gordon Sully, but nobody had that pairing. I mean, put it to you this way, there's only one in the modern era, and that's Ross and Lawler. But otherwise, Heenan and Monsoon was the is the prototype, is the blueprint for heel face color announcer, play-by-play announcer.
And even then, you say JR and Lawler, I'll say JR and Heyman.
Okay.
JR and Heyman was even closer to it because Heyman was just as abrasive. He was just a little more hyper.
True. But anyway, we're gonna have to wrap this up. We will talk more as the week goes on.
Absolutely. We will discuss this definitely further on the next episode of the North American Wrestling Connection, where we might have our thoughts a little better gathered and find more and more wonderful little gems. But again, with Bobby gone, if you are any kind of fan of wrestling, get on the network, get on YouTube, find the 92 Royal Rumble.
And listen.
And
Don't
just,
watch.
yeah, turn the
Listen.
picture off. Just listen. And you'll still know what's going on. That's fucking, that, you know, that's commentary. So, Bobby, I love you. I miss you. I wish I could have shaken your hand just once. I would have actually learned something. But I'm glad I got to see you go into the Hall of Fame. For Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. Bobby, love you, man. We miss you already.